Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You know, Rich Lenkoff is an attorney with Bryce Downey and Lenkoff. He's a partner there. He's also the co-host of a podcast here at WGN Radio about law. Rich, what's your first thought about that suit and about that phenomenon of deputizing these people or citizens making arrests?
Well, two separate things. I mean, my thoughts on the lawsuit, I think, are that there's something there, right? I mean, at least from a perception issue, putting aside the law. And so often some of these newsworthy lawsuits do put aside the actual law. But, you know, there is some attraction to the idea that the Kenosha Sheriff's Office and the police department were calling for, you know, this kind of reaction by the likes of Rittenhouse when they said, allegedly, that we have, you know, we appreciate what you're doing. I mean, it's very similar to what you, you know, what's alleged in the Trump rally, you know, in January, that he told people, he encouraged people to act the way they did. It's kind of the same argument in many ways. And I don't know that it's going to survive, quite frankly, a motion to dismiss. As to the citizen's arrest idea, I mean, that's, you know, those laws are in place in various states. Illinois and Wisconsin treat them a little differently. But, you know, any one of us under the right circumstances can be allowed to make a citizen's arrest.
I don't know if I like the idea. You'll have to explain that more to me. But let's just go back to the point you made previously. Kyle Rittenhouse was up there, and while he was up there, there's video of the officers tossing them bottles of water, saying, hey, we appreciate your help, go get them. They didn't say go get them, guys. I'm paraphrasing now, but I remember the video of them tossing the water to the kids like Rittenhouse walking around with guns as if to, and thanking them for helping patrol the streets. I don't know what that proves, right? That wasn't maybe the official policy of the city, and giving somebody like Kyle Rittenhouse a bottle of water doesn't exactly deputize them. I don't know how you're going to prove that case. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, the allegation, and I read the complaint, says, you know, not only invited them and authorized them, but they conspired with Rittenhouse. That's a very serious allegation. You've got to prove for a conspiracy, as you know, that there's some premeditated plan. And I almost guarantee you that there's no evidence of the police department conspiring with this, you know, young person from Antioch, Illinois, who decided to come up with guns and you know, defend store owners in his mind. So I don't think that's going to survive. But I do think there's some, you know, there's some attraction to the idea, again, from at least a public perception perspective, that, you know, here's a white shooter with a largely white police department who doesn't question him, doesn't arrest him, lets him walk away and flee across Wisconsin lines to Illinois. On our show last podcast, we had on some civil rights attorneys discussing the idea that in the, you know, Gabby Petito case, Brian Laundrie is on video, right? I mean, the cops have him nailed with his girlfriend telling the cops that he physically abused her. What do they do? Do they arrest him? No. Do they slam him to the pavement and put handcuffs on him? No. They let him go. They let him go sleep it off in the motel. He then, allegedly, we think, kills Gabby Petito. Contrast Rittenhouse to a person of color if they were in that position. I think it's worth thinking about, what if Rittenhouse was a black man? Would he be afforded this leniency that Rittenhouse was afforded after the shooting?
In the laundry video. Go ahead.
And that's why I think the video at least has some attraction, or the lawsuit has some attraction if you look at it from that perspective.
I guess so, but I mean, that sounds like a talk show, not a lawsuit to me. In the Brian Laundrie video, the police actually conclude that she abused him and that they could arrest her if he wanted to press charges. And he almost takes a step back and chuckles like, really, I can't believe my good fortune. There I was punching her out on the road. That's why the cops knew to pull him over. And now they're telling him, because he has a scratch on his face, that he is the victim, she is the abuser. If the colors were different, maybe that story ends differently. I don't know. But talk to me about the citizen's arrest issue in Illinois. I don't know if I like the idea, given how contentious things are and how many guns are out there these days. We're shooting each other enough as it is. What's a citizen's arrest? How could somebody execute that?
Yeah, I mean, you hear about it all the time. You see it on TV, and you sort of think, well, you know, I have a right to act as a police officer would. That's not quite true. I mean, in Illinois, at least, a private citizen can make an arrest, but only under very specific conditions. If the citizen has probable cause, meaning, you know, a reasonable belief that a crime has been committed, they can perform an arrest of a suspect, but not always. They can't merely suspect that a crime has been committed. For a legitimate citizen's arrest, they must have firsthand intimate knowledge of the crime being or is going to be committed. So it probably doesn't apply in this case because, you know, Rittenhouse's belief that a crime was being committed probably won't be seen as reasonable. The exception, again, this is Illinois, by the way. This all happened in Wisconsin, but I'm just giving you the Illinois perspective. You can also act in the shoes of, like, a store owner, like in this case, but you have to be related to that store owner. You can't just, as Rittenhouse did, come up and you know, with no connection to the store owner who he was purportedly protecting. You can't have no connection to them and still act the way he did, claim citizen's arrest. Now, that's Illinois. Wisconsin's a little different, but that's at least the way the law is in Illinois.
Okay, so this victim who did survive is now suing the city. I don't think he's suing Rittenhouse per se. Do you know about that, Rich?
No, he's only suing the city and the police department and the sheriff's office.
Okay. Rich Lenkoff, partner at Bryce Downey and Lenkoff. Let's visit again, maybe later this week. Thanks for your time, Rich.
Thanks, Joe.